Okay, so we're continuing Daf Yomi on Daf Amud Aleph. We are five lines in on the wide lines. Talking about a rather complicated case, but before I let's just do a little bit back, explain how we got to this complicated case by the water. So the question of if you have a mavoid with different things on each side of it, the question is what happens to the mavoid. So we're talking about if it's bookended by Rimta Rabin, then talking about if it's bookended by a Karma and Rimta Rabin, then if it's bookended by a Rishit Yachid and a Rishit Rabin. And now we're going to, and then we're the question of what happens with the case where it could change. Let's say if it opens into a Rechavot, which is an unused back lot, but in theory, the person could always build a house there and then churn it into an area that's usable, which would make it a. Meaning that it'll be mobile open to a Rishita Yachid. So the question is, so what is our exact story? So now we're going to the case of by the ocean, which I'm going to share a photo of because the way that it looks would very much depend and affect the way that you understand what's going on here. So the question is, where does the Rishita Rabin, which is the Rabin, is Rishita Rabin, and how does that whole thing work? Okay, so if you see in the pair slide that I'm sharing with you, so beforehand we were talking about cases where we have before it was Rishita Rabin, Mavoi, then a Chatzer or a Rechava, and then there's jump on the other side, right? So basically the question is, does the Rechava, the Chatzer become part of Mavoi or not? That was a great discussion, but now, the case is where we have there's a couple of options. I'm going to show this, so we're going to explain each option. Okay, so we have a mavoi that is surrounded by an ashpa, a yam, and a shita rabin. Right, so an ashpa is a trash heap, a yam is the ocean, and a shita rabin is a shita rabin. Which one it is. We'll just call it a Rishita Rabin in this case. The exact Rishita Rabin will not make such a difference for which one it is. But it's a Rishita Rabin, and that's going to create problems for us. The question is, what do we do, and what exactly is the setup that we're talking about here? Okay? So there's Ritva who says that it might be, as I'm reading on in Parashah, I speak with Ritva there, so number 77, Masa, B'mavoi, Shetido Achad, right? So what does it mean? It has one that is a mavoi. One side of the mavoi is locked up by trash. And the other side of the mavoi of the alleyway is stopped by the ocean. And there we go. So that's it. All right, so that's the mavoi that in theory should be much easier to use because it's got two walls on each side. It's got the water wall by the water, and it's got the pile on the other side, so therefore that's a wall on each side. Then on the other hand, we have the sheets of Rashi, which says by Tzido. So that means that what happens is the Mavoi, we have a Rishita Rabin going down the side, as you see here in the diagram. Then we've got the Mavoi in the middle. Then on the wall, one of the walls of the Mavoi is trash. One of the walls of the Mavoi is ocean. And the third wall is the wall of the Chatzers of the houses that are behind it. So, right, so one of those is very hard to see where it's in, like, considered, but the Rishita Rabin isn't necessarily readily apparent, whereas it's very readily apparent in the case of Rashi. Okay?
In the case of Rashi, how do you even get into the Mavoi if it's blocked off by water and a garbage dump on each side? There's other entrances, so, I guess?
Right, so the answer is, you know, according to the Ritva, while the garbage is there, the only way in is through the houses that are on the sides. Like you can't, like, okay. It's completely blocked off alleyway because of the garbage and the houses and the water surrounding it.
Rabbi, there's no other exit on the other side of the chatzar.
For the Ritva, no. Well, we're gonna explain Koran Rashi. I just wanted to show you what we're gonna explain everything Koran Rashi. I was showing you what the different opinions of how the setup was. Okay.
I guess during the week you could access through the water as well. Like, I mean,
correct. You could, assuming that the water is calm enough. Definitely.
Right.
It would be so. There are other cases where you could depending on the type of water, which came with the Shabbos, come up later as well. Question of like, in terms of water, is what status does water have? Is it a carbonate? Is it considered like which type of something like water, say a canal, might be different than an ocean?
If it was a dock or something like that with boats on it, right? Maybe that's the way that people during the week access out of the Mavoy.
Right, so I'm not sure this particular level how it would have been accessed, but you're right. During the week, that's probably what that would be a good way to access it. But generally, when you say that you need an interim thing to access it, it would not be the same up in Churches or Island because it has to be easily usable, as opposed to one of the reasons why water and oceans are generally termed to be a carla, as opposed to Churches, even though everybody uses travels by boat, with the normal way of traveling back then, it still is for many things. It was different then because you need an equipment in order to do it, as opposed to a standard rishithrabim of a large pass of a central highway, which you could go by car, you could walk on it, you could take a horse on it, whatever it is. So this is something you need to get a specific item in order to use. So therefore, because it's usable as well, that's why it gets downgraded from being a central rishithrabim to being a carmelite. Okay. So now we're going to reread the previous statement we had about the case of the Mavoy. So we're building around to see how we're going to compare the case of the Mavoy by the water and by the trash, in the case of Rehoboam to the mind of the building. Right? So Rehoboam is Rehoboam the Yafid. So Rehoboam, nobody's going to build in there because nobody's going to say, unused, nobody's got rights to it. Or the Rechav of the Yafid, the back of the Yafid, he might decide to build a house there for somebody else to use. So, the Amar Rabin Bar Ravada, Amar Yitzchak, Ma'atev Mavoy, Echad, Chetido, Echad, Kalel Yam, Zido, Echad, Kalel Akva, Uva Matlat Nerebi, Lo Amar Ba, Lo Hetzer, Lo Yisrael. So this case happened for Rebbe, and you'd expected Rebbe to say, oh, you can fix it by doing this or by doing that, but he actually said nothing. So we're like, wait, why didn't he correct them? Why didn't he offer some options? Like, you don't need a left, you don't need a Korah, you don't need nothing. So according to the picture of Ripa, it makes sense that you don't need anything because, well, it's pretty much closed up. But according to Rashi, so we'll get there as to why you need that or not. So this question, so why didn't he say anything whatsoever? So for the Ripa's picture, it's pretty simple. For Rashi's, it's a little more unclear because it right next to Rosh Hashanah, you should need a left here, right? Even going to say that the water is a wall and the garbage is a wall, does it really equate even equate their case at all? So let's figure that out. So is there a lo amar ba, right? So why doesn't he say it's usher? The ha kai me mefita. You can't say it's usher to carry there because they're a wall, as you see in the picture, right? So there's three walls, there's lovely, right? There's the garbage, there's the walls of the chatzer there, and then there's the walls of the water. So Heter lo amar ba. So why didn't he say that it's allowed? Because what's the question? Maybe somebody will come and take away all the garbage, and there goes one wall. Or on the other side, maybe the water will dump a whole bunch of sand. Because basically, in order for the water to be considered to be a valid machitza, sometimes there's water there. The fact that there's a slope of sufficient gradient or of a step of sufficient gradient, the step itself is 10 tefachim. Let's say, have you ever been to a beach, let's say, where they have like stairs going down, and that's 10 tefachim, right? From from walking level to where the water is, or that, that is, let's say we're by a beach, but it's got a relative, but roughly slow. Well, that if all of a sudden, there's a due to the season change, a whole lot of sand flows in, then that would mean that it no longer, that the other wall is no longer there. Because you can have a wall that's above ground, you can also have a wall that's simply because the level of the ground drops. It's also a way to make a wall. So it should be called a haritz, it should be called a ditch, but it would work the same way. If there's a steep drop or a sheer cliff. So here in the picture here, it shows a whole bunch of things being washed up onto shore, right? When the tide comes in, and all of a sudden, and then a lot of everything shut up, and that's the problem. Okay?
What's the problem with the water? That if the tide changes and the dirt will go down, so it won't be a proper wall? Is that what we're saying?
So beforehand, so it could be either. So the way that Rashi says is that it's going to double up, right? Yala yam tirton shel sol vavanim etzol flato kigen darko umikater rochev hayam v'naaser karka karocha parta oyoter. Basically, you wind up having an issue where it went from being a steep beach to basically being a large open area that anybody can use. So basically, it went from being a very steep slope leading into the water, where now it's a large empty expanse that you can use very easily. And we have to say that Yalat Tirton, because it's not the water being there that creates the issue, it's the fact that there's a physical structure change. So for instance, let's say high tide versus low tide, so that doesn't actually affect the whether or not that part of the slope of the sand is valid as a wall, but if the tide were to bring in a lot of debris, it would change. So because for a wall, again, it has to be sufficiently steep. That means it has to rise 10 tefachim over 4 amot. Right, so that's the slope that it has to be at. It has to be steeper than that. Or, right, if it's at a slope, or simply a 10 tefachim gap. Let's say, like a small slope. One of those, but then if it fills in, then it's no longer that wall has now disappeared. So that's a problem. So that now we've dealt with one wall question of it's going to disappear or show up. Like we had by the case of we had someone to build a house and put a house down on one side of the road. Maybe I should have shown it to the Ashpa. Wait, but are we worried about? Are we really worried about somebody's going to come and pick up the garbage? It grew to a mountain already. Somebody's going to come and clear out this mountain of garbage that's 10 tefachim tall, which is not short. It's a pretty big pile of garbage. Like someone's really going to clear that out now. So Hatnan, Akir Shatarabim, Kavoas Tartachim, Kolosh Agabav, Zarkin Lava Shabbat. Then we teach that if you have there's a trash heap outside your window, because clearly you've been throwing your trash out your window for a while, or that everybody in the whole area had been throwing their trash out the window for a while, and now it's a giant mountain. Therefore, it's considered to be its own Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, you'd be allowed to throw from your window onto that Rosh Hashanah. As seen in diagram number 80. So you'd be allowed to throw it there, because you're not throwing from different types of rishit, because it's considered to be from a rishit yachid to another rishit yachid or to a makom tor, depending on the exact shape of the garbage. But the point is, you're not be throwing to rishit rabin, so now it's no longer a problem. So alma shnei. Shani ben Ash piled the rabbin last video. Rather, we should differentiate. The difference between a person piled their own trash versus everybody's communal trash. Because if it's your own personal trash, if it's one person is let's say somebody's been doing construction on their house and they threw all of the refuse over into one spot, they might decide to move it because they want to use the space now. But if everybody's using it as a collective landfill, nobody's going to decide to move it and start use of it and like to get used to it because why would they bother? Because it's everybody's garbage heap, it's going to stay away forever. So we'll leave it the way it is. So Hafanami, Shani ben Rakhava, Rabbi Rakhava, Diyafa. So here too, we have to distinguish between a backyard belonging to many people, where people won't build versus that of a Yachid, where the person probably very well would build. And it also did a moment done. So Rabbanon, I have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Arjimi, Tana, So now we're going to try and figure out where exactly the Rabban Sain is. They're quoting the case of Rabbi Yehuda Bardimi. It says the Chum Oster in our exact case. Right? So that there. So being that you can't carry in our alleyway that leads to Rechava. Ikudamri, or another version of the statement is Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bardimi. Tana Chachami Matiri. Amar Bachan and Alta Kedivrei Chachamim. Basically. So there's two different versions of this bright name of Rabbi Dimi. So, but either way, we're going to paskin that you're not allowed to use it. The question is, are we paskinning like a chumah that you can't use that answer, or are we paskinning against chumah that's mutter but you can't do it? So that's the question. Which one is the opinion, actual opinion of Islam? Because some can't really, how they hold both. So we're trying to figure that. We're trying to figure that. So now we're going back to the question: what is the status of a mavoi into rachava, right? The alleyway into the back lot. So Marimar Pasik Lay Lasura. So Marimar had a very creative solution. How would he solve the problem of, you know, let's say the Shemayel Sertone problem? So he has to fix that. So that now we're in dagger number 81. So everybody sees how there's these little nets by each of the alleyways. So this is, let's say, if you're in Venice, right? You're not sure, is the water level going to drop or is it going to go up? Right? So then you never know what's going to happen. So because you never know, all of a sudden you're going to be flooded with a whole bunch of things. So therefore, just in case, you know, the wall below ends up being no good, I'm putting nets there. You know, nets work, even though there's holes in them, they work because of lovewood. So therefore, that's a valid wall, and therefore you'll not have to worry about there being a problem of the of your mavoid leading into a carmelis. You're covered, right? So that's what he did, right? So he managed to solve that issue. So ahu mavoid. So that explains how he solved the issue entirely. He didn't want to get into the shema. So that's how that was his own solution, which worked very well. So now we're going back to the case of what do we do about the crooked L shape of voice. Like, what do we do? So which is how we got to the whole discussion of Rav in the first place. So how Mav Yakum now the surah Karuk Bujya Itivu Be Bakumuta. So what was the case where they had a Mav Yakum, as you see in diagram number 82. And what did they do? They rolled up some fabric, the buja, in the corner. So the question is, well, why are they doing that? Why are they doing that? Amar Rafista, halok Rav, halok Shmuel. So Rafista says it is neither like Rav or like Shmuel, because basically when you put a buja there, what is it basically? What are you essentially doing? You're putting a lessee in the middle, in between the two mavoi, or the middle of the one large mavoi, depending on if it's more like Rav or Shmuel. So why is it no good? Rav, the Amar Tortok Mepulash, Tor Nefetavai. According to Rav, who says that it's considered to be Mepulash, you need to have a real differentiation. You need to deal with it as if it's a Mavoi Mepulash. Alati, it doesn't help. You need a Tor Nefetah. So Shmuel, the Amar Tortok Mepulash, Hani Mile, Lefi Malia. So, and if you say according to Shmuel, that says it's already closed. So that the only reason there's an actual side post erected, not when there's this in between bundles there. But the problem is that what's a feature of a lessee? A lessee has to be able to remain in the corner and not be affected by the wind or blowing over. If it starts doing that, right? Just because anybody's ever tried, or if that falls over, then we have problems. Then we can't use the mavoi anymore. And we don't want people to, you know, put something that's not going to be that's very liable to fall down, because it's going to encourage people to do the wrong thing. So the other option is that what would you have done? If you stuck a peg through it and stuck it through the wall, then it's good, because then this bundle can't fall over if it's nailed in. Because once things are nailed in, they're more permanent, and that'll solve itself. So now we're going back to a previous story. We're done with the Republicans right now. We're talking about a mavoi that opens up into a chaser. And then there's a gap on the other side. Again, looking back at the, here we go. So we mentioned earlier, here's the case. We have the alleyway, mavoi, into a chaser straight through. So if this diagram, except that it would have said Right, my boy goes straight on through and then straight on into the Oh, here, this is the one. Here we go. Rishitharab, my boy, Satsair, Rishitharab, straight through. Okay, no, there's nothing blocking you. So the question is, what are we doing in that case? Okay. So, all right. So we said that the Satsair there is Muteric because it has four walls and it's fine. But the Mavoi is not good because it's considered to be a perhaps Mavoi, and therefore you need something to fix it. And you haven't fixed it. And the Satsair doesn't work as a wall for the purposes of allowing for usage of the Mavoi. So Amarle Rabba Barula La Rabbi Barabaye. Rabbi lo mishtateru hizo. So he said, so Rabba Barula, that's your Bibi, the son of Abaye. Rabbi, is this not part of Mishnah? Don't we think not in a Mishnah, as it says in the Mishnah? Chatzer, kana shedifin telegdola. If you have a chatzer, a small chatzer, that would be a larger one. Gdola muter, kana sura. Mipnei, shehi, kipin, shoshal gdola. There we say that the larger one is Mutar, and the smaller one is Asur, because the smaller one becomes like an entryway to the larger one, and therefore it would be Asur to you. So that would be in the, that's diagram number, that number 69 is that photo, right? So we've got the small cut there, and the large cut there. So the large cut there you'd be allowed, but the small one you wouldn't be, which looks a lot like our case with the Mavoi. We have the cut there, and then with, instead of the cut there, no, that's what the Mavoi is. So it seems to be, should be a direct analog. So Amar Lai, no. So as Rebbe says back, so Rabbi Barbai, the Rebbe says back, no. I may have some have a mina, honey mealy, hey, ka, the low, ka, darse, be, rabbin. Well, hey, that's a darse, rabbin, ema, filo, kater, nami. No. That case, you could say, because there really isn't a case of large groups of people using it. The only question of is the small cut there, Asra, a large cut there, and vice versa. Our case is we have to worry that the people who throw out even are going to start using the alleyway as a cut through and include the cut there, and which means that even the cut there should be Asra. So it's really not as embarrassing because if anything, we should be Asraing more than we are doing in the case that you quoted in the, of the cut there down in the cut Gdola. Because it's even more accessible with the alleyway into the courtyard than the simply two courtyards. But wait, there's another bright. But there's a rabbi in Labazu, Yotin Labazu, which is the rabbi of Tuma, which is the Akhil Java. But don't we already learn that if we have a cut there, people happen to cut through, that there's a rabbi for Tuma, but it's a Shuddy Akhil Shabbos. So whenever we say that pair of Rashut, here we go. Let's go to here we go. Here's an example of the year 83 and 84. Right? You've got the Shitharabim's on the side over here. You see it in 83 and 84, Shitharabim. Then there's the Chatzer, there, and there's entryway. There one set of ways crossed through or two. So in that case, we say that because you are going to be the Rabim cross through it, that then creates a Rishut Rav L'Tumah, which is a good thing. Rishut Rav L'Tumah means that we can make on the Tumah that is found to be in Rishut Rav in, but it's Rishut Rav L'Hakel. Rishut Rav L'Shabbos, but for Shabbos, we want things to be Rishut Rav, because then they're potential perilous of carrying, but for Rishut Rav L'Shabbos, that means that you can't carry it at all. So the Rishut Rav, so we're saying we treat it as a kula, both for, even though it sounds weird, the scripture Rambam says that, the answer is that we're simply treating it as, because not truly either, so we're treating it in the more make in the more makeful fashion. Okay. So ihatam habamina hani mili zesh loving zesh. But if they had only stated it by the case of Choma, and you just said it's only where they are as opposed to in our case. Hani mili. Well, the entrances aren't directly like opposite. Well, can I get that? Emelo, but you might have said that if they're not across each other, that would also create a problem, right? So the question is how directly accessible through makes it either Rishut Rav or Shdiyafi for Tumah or for Shabbos purposes. The question is which one would you push it? So why did you mention both for Shabbos and for Tumah? Well, the answer is because you could have made it a good sorrow both ways. That's why I had to point out that we're pretty cool in both cases. According to Rav, who says that each side across the other side is considered to be asur. So, but according to Rava, who says that it's a problem and it's straight across because people use it as a thoroughfare, therefore you can't treat it like it's just yachid. What about Rav? How does he explain it? So if it's talking about someone they're not across the lake, if that's the case, why do you need both cases? We're talking about why do you need the case both in Shabbos and the case in Sezeta? Why do you need the Mishnah and the Bright to go to the same exact case? They're both cases of it not being a case where the Rav was probably infusing it because it's not a direct, easily accessible throughway. Right? There's no way to get through this particular cut there easily. So why would we even say that it's accessible? Well, double MLO. You may have said differentiate between using the area of Yuzrika by throwing things through it as opposed to through Tiltil. Right, you may have said maybe for Zrika you're allowed, but so far you're not allowed. Mashmalan, that you're allowed to both do Zrika and Tiltil in that area. Because generally Zrika, what we say is the, because you technically only actively did, you only did a Havba, we didn't directly put down the item. So generally we say, in certain circumstances, we say better to throw the item than it is to place it down directly. So the reason to throw it outside of your Dalet Amot is preferred. So in this case, we would say better to follow that fashion. Itmar. So this is one of those fun pictures that if you didn't have it, you'd be very confused as to what is going on. So if you have a mavoi that is shaped like a kandal, so that could mean a centipede, but as far as what that means, that doesn't really help you understand, like, what does that mean? So again, diagram I told you is very helpful. Or basically where you have a whole bunch of entrances all over the sides, kind of like a centipede, that Amar Abai. So how do you fix it when you have this weird shape? You see it here. So again, here we have a couple of options for what it looks like. So you notice how there's a lot of different ways into this have the complex, right? There's the drums all surrounding it, but then there's, you know, 1, 2, 3. So this picture has 7, right? There's 7 different entryways. There's one that's more primary, right? There's one that's less than the secondary, right? So question is, so what are you supposed to do here? Right, so again, so this is the first one here is the opinion of the Beit Yosef. Okay, that's number 85. 86 is the opinion of the Ritva and the Maharshal. Okay, then we have an 87. That's according to Tosfot. So again, these are the diagrams. So I'll point out for each of them as we continue on the Gemara, which one's referring to which. Okay. So when you have this that complex mavoi structure with many entrances, so how do you allow these people in the Hazak complex to use their mavoi? What needs to be done to fix all of these? So Amar Bai, Ozetur Petal Gadol. So Hanakulu Mishru Blahivakara. What you do is you take the biggest one. That one you fix with a large Shurana Petak, which is the strongest form of doorway and a way of blocking it in. Whereas for the other ones, which are really only secondary, so there you only need the heker of the Lechi or and Korah. You wouldn't need a full Shurana Petak.
Would that be at the end of it? Which is the biggest?
So that would be in the diagram here. Notice how there's one place that looks like it's the main entrance. So in five, it's where the bed is. In 86, it's by the bottommost one. Because that's where it says Love the Gadol. That's where it's every single house theoretically would be using. I'm not going to be using that area. And similarly, in number 87, the same thing as well. That is, then that's the area where that's again the main mavoi, both the secondary small mavoi that less people have access to.
Rabbi, would you call those individual spaces between the houses mavoi, or is it just the straight street that goes from the main That's a Mavoi.
So it's considered to be a Mavoi because it's an alleyway, because it has an opening on both sides and there's no other walls surrounding it.
No, but I meant the individual spaces between the homes that lead out where you've
Yes.
Those are Mavoi too.
Correct. It's a Mavoi into a Mavoi.
Okay, thank you.
So, my pleasure. Okay. So, then we have Amar Le Rava, come on, Kishmuel, Amar Torah, Tugas, and Tum. So, Rava says that this is according to the opinion of Shmuel, says that a Mavoi Makom is considered to be closed. Lama Le Torah Beda. That's the case. Why are we putting a Torah Beda on it at all? All you would need on each end is a Lefty or Kora. You don't, what's the business with the Torah Beda? It's anywhere. Oh, and how Mavoi Makom, how about Benarda, Makashu Le Ledra? And what about the case where we had a case in Harda where they followed Rav? So then, what are you doing this in between thing of where you use Eitz Torah Petach and Lechin Korah hybrid? Either you only Lechin Korahs, or you're going to need Eitz Torah Petach everywhere. What is this, halfway in between? This is insufficient. So Ella Amarava, also Eitz Torah Petach with Kulhu, La Yisa, V'idach Yisa, Mishru, B'lechin Korah. Rather, you treat each individual alleyway set as if there are units. So on one side of the alleyways, where we have here that diagram number 87. So basically, you have one side is being fixed, one side of the alleyways, each alleyway is being fixed with a sort of feather, one side is being fixed with a lefty. That way, each individual mavoi or sub mavoi is fixed. However you draw it, so basically each individual subset is being fixed with a sort of feather and a lefty or core combination. That's what you have to do to fix it. Okay? Okay, continue on. So that's how they did it. When they said they were covering both ends, they really meant they're covering both ends. When you were covering your bases, they actually were covering both ends in the literal sense, not just the figurative. So, Amar Rav Kahana Bar Tachlifa, Mishmei de Rav Kahana, Bar Megumi, Mishmei de Rav Kahana, Bar Malkiyu, Mishmei de Rav Kahana, Rabbi de Rav. Amrilai Rav Kahana Malkio Hainu Rav Kahana Rabbi de Rav. So this here is the following statement. The attributions were as listed. Mavoi Shetido Achad Arul Shetido Achad Katar. So if you have a Mavoi, that one side is longer than the other side, right? So you've got an uneven one. So that's diagram numbers 89 and 90, right? So we've got an uneven Mavoi. So how would you measure it? If the gap between the two is less than 4 amot, so you're just going to put a korah diagonally, because it's going to be close enough. It's not a real problematic gap. 4 amot, the one that is 4, ain't no maniach at the korah, rather, in that case, you're supposed to put the korah corresponding to the shorter ends, right? So you won't be able to get, so you'll lose some space. So now we have the above picture, right? So then one way, right, if you're doing the diagonal, you get this whole almost, not quite, this trapezoidal shape. Whereas if it's the gap is too large, you see in diagram number 92, so then you lose that whole extra space, is just simply lost. Okay, so there'll be lost space, which is unfortunate, but that's what it has to be. Okay, Rava Amar Echazeh in a Maniach Karakor El Kayagatar. But Rava says, either way, you simply do it for the shorter one, and the extra space is just simply lost. So no funny trapezoids. We only deal with squares and rectangles. We never diagonals going on. Similar to what we say, people don't build in. Why we have a problem with there's a pitfall that turns out a gap on the corner. People don't build that way. People also don't build in modern design notwithstanding, but from the Gemara's perspective, and even nowadays, if you walk into a building and it's got all sorts of weird angles, you're like, I want a piece of art, but is somebody actually living here? Because I don't want to know. So the aim of Tamadidi, but the aim of Tamadidi too. So I'm going to explain both why you can do that diagonal or if you do straight. Okay, so this is what Rob is continuing on to explain why it's MSA and why a bias is said and why we are. Here we go. So, MSMDD, Koratanaman, Jamekar. Well, still a Behekar, right? So, Rob says, my opinion is you need to have a core positioned in a way that's recognizable. That'll remind you. And with the diagonal, it doesn't draw your eye as much, and therefore it's no good. MSMDD, right? So, what's the other, what people argue, what do they say? Kora Mishumai, Mishumachita. The way Kora works isn't that it's a reminder. Rather, the Kora creates as if there's a wall the whole way down. And whether your wall is straight or crooked, a wall is a wall is a wall. So it doesn't matter how it's built. So, Amrav Kahana, Homelosh Mazda de Kahani, Ema Ba Milta. Right? So Rav Kahana leaves him with a joke. He says, since we're talking about Halakota, people, you know, whose last his name is Bar Kahana. So, my name is Rav Kahana, so I just got, so let's talk, let me say something too. So, how does Amar Maniya Kor Balaso No Amran Ela Shein Balaso No Yoter Miaser? We say you can do diagonally. It's only if the when you end up doing a diagonal, it's still, the diagonal is less than 10. As mentioned before, that there's a maximum limit to a Kora of 10 Amar. About Yesh Balaso No Yoter Miaser. Divrei Hakol Ena Maniya Ela Kena Gana Kana. But if it's more than that, then you can't simply can't put it because we, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, the maximum width of a case of using Kora is 10. And so once it's bigger than that, the answer is you're stuck, and you have to do some, and you have to do it according to the Katsar. Doing the math of the triangle, which and these diagrams show to the mass and squares. Nope, they don't. Okay, never mind. So never mind. There's none of the things in the mass, but basically you do it as follows. So we've got 10 on one side, right? So we have a little bit of the Pythagorean theorem here. So we've got 10 squared, which is 100, and then the other side, which is so again, you're going to be capped out. So you can't pass 121. 11 square. All right, that's 11. It's this side over here. That's got the 11. So then, if you had the gap over here being more, basically between 4 and 5, basically being 5 or more, that created a problem of being too wide, which also helps explain the why typically they say a maximum of 4, because the math would be somewhere between 4 and 5. This is the square root of 21, which is a messy number, which will leave aside for now. Is that square? Because yeah. Square root of the thing that's involved in a 7 isn't fine. Now, back to the Gemara, math point aside. So now our question of, so now that we've figured out how to put up our Kora, where it goes, some of the dimensions of it. So now the question is, so now we have it up. Wait, so now we have the Kora up. Can we use the air beneath it? Are we allowed to use it or not? Rabbi Yeshiva, Rabbi Yochanan, Amru, Mutar Shamat Tachar Kora. So, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan said, you can carry underneath the Korah, it's fine. Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Bar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Amru, Abdul Shammai Tachar Korah. Right, by the time we got Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish saying that you can't utilize underneath it. Lema Hakulim, Marsava Kermishim, Marsava Kermishim, Machita. So he said, why do you carry underneath it? Because he said that the wall, like, why would you say that you can carry underneath it? Because he said that the Machita is a wall, and, you know, the wall is at the very edge of the Korah, and that's fine. For Hecker, like if you're carrying the heck underneath, you're losing the Hecker, and that's gonna be a problem. That's why you can or can't use your knee. The Kuli Alma Kormish Mecker. Everybody believes that really it's because of the Hecker. How come Hakamas is here? What are they arguing about? The Marsavar Hecker Milgav, Marsavar Hecker Milbar. The question is the Hecker for the people on the inside of the Lavoi? Which would mean that therefore you shouldn't be carrying all the way up to the edge. Of the middle bar for people who are coming outside of the Mahoy, that would be the difference. So this, right, so that's okay. So the Ibite Ema to Kule Alma Mishu Mosita, or sorry, let's try the other way around now. Maybe everybody thinks that really the core is a wall. But how about we get Mars of our photo of Timmy or something? Mars of our photo of Timmy or something? The question is, which part of the Korah is actually the wall? Is it the innermost edge the part that creates the wall, or is the outermost edge the part created the wall, whether or not the wall is created, you know, like the, you know, the Tebe Hozo, or however many talks about Korath being in the end is the question, right? The outside of it being larger or shorter, depending on whether you care about it being the perspective of the people in the courtyard, starting the Mavoi, alleyway, or the people who are in the Rabim entering into the Mavoi. So who the heck are for? People inside or outside? So Amar of Vista, Hakomo Din, Ben Alfayim, Shazur. So on a similar note, when we talk about Korach, let's talk about Lefi. So everybody agrees that, Rafuta says, everybody agrees that between the two Lefis, you can't carry like the two edges of the Lefi. There's no good. Lamina Erev Kamabar, Kama Mirav Vista. So, Rami Barakama asks for Vista. Na'aj says, the dove, the snake, the slay, and my boy, the foot, the Niach, Korah, Al-Gabeh, and Ma'u. What happens if you were to have done this interesting structure where you basically stuck two posts on the outside and you put a beam across? Right, picture number 94. Right, what does that work or not? Because the Amar Lo Zivrei Matir Asur Zivrei Oser Mutar. So he says, according to people who allow you to carry underneath the general under the korah, that's fine. Sorry, normally you carry underneath this korah, you got a problem. Now there's a gap between where your korah wall is and your actual mavoi, and that's no good. But according to the opinion that koto hapmim, i.e. the people inside is what matters, that as long as it's up against the edge, that's good enough. Because that means that you're the end of the zone is right at the edge and we're good. So Rava Amar Livre Oster Namiasur. No. Everybody agrees it's problematic. Why? Begin on Kora al Gabi Mavoi Vleka. Because the Kora has to be on top of the Mavoi. Not that it's exactly touching, that it has to be over to actually be able to, you know, either create the wall or to remind you. So Ibe Rava the Barmatna La Rava. So now Barmatna says to Rava, Haiza Korato Vashuka Otsuya. If the beam was suspended in the air or pulled some way with strings, again, whether hanging from above or from the side, Papa Mishlosha, if it's less than three from the walls, in Sarif Lavi Koraferet, then it's good enough. If it's less than three of the sides, that's fine. Shlosha Sarif Lavi Koraferet. But if it's more than three off of one of the sides, that's a problem. This is a question of basically what question of whether Lovewood is done by three or by four. So what's the case then? So my love, Mashuka Bakut. So what's the case? Drawn away from the alley wall, Mashuka Bakut, rather it's pulled away from the on the outside, but it's hanging towards the inside. Okay. Right. So the question is where exactly have we placed the here's Meshucha means slightly off, right? Okay. So again, these are bare topics of how it could be hanging or help us inside, whether by, you know, means of a small beam or a wire. Right? So that's the question, which one it is. So low, rather no, you got that wrong. Look, you could be beam. Both of them are talking about where it's with the cross beam must be suspended over the inside of the alleyway or it's meant to before. No good. Meshucha merokacha tluya v'sherechot. When we say it's meshucha, it's pulled, it means that there's a gap on only one side of the beam. Or say if it's hanging, so to speak, that means that it's hanging, that means there's a gap on each side of the beam relative to the wall. Ma'ar tema merokacha min lavo v'sherechot lo min lavo. Mashmalan, that we do, right? So you may have thought that only one side do we still allow, but on both sides, it's no good. Mashmalan, that we still allow it. Okay, so we'll one little passage, and then we'll continue from after the next much one the next time. So Rav Ashi, Meshucha, Tluya, and Tanami, after getting that pulled and hung at the same time, you go and Shanaj, say, Hedot, Akamot, Kengay, Kuklay, Mavoy, Shain, Gavan, Shosha, Vanav, Kutim, Shosha. Basically, what you did is you stuck in these interesting holes that are less than three, which puts the boat above it and beside. Again, this is diagram number, as in 98, where you have these weird angles here, so it's basically so three diagonal. It's a three up, but it's also but while at the same time being close to the edge. So, Samara Tema Olavod Armiyan Ochavot Armiyan. So you say that it's like Lavod, or you say that it's basically we simply squish it and say that it's, you know, we lower it to the level where it should be. You can only do one. You can't both, you know, stretch it and push it down. Flash Milan, you can both stretch it out and push it down. So even if it's even if it's above the level, both in the horizontal and vertical directions, that would still work in the end of the day. Okay, so just a quick recap. So we were talking about cases of a wall being there and disappearing by the case of the water or the garbage. We were also talking about how we have a interesting case of crooked mubbies, of a mubbies with many different entrances, which ones do we have to solve. And also we started discussing when we are placing our lefi and our korah, how much of it is usable area versus how much of it do we treat as being unusable. Okay, so that is it for today. If you have any questions, you're welcome to ask the class now. And if everybody needs to go, you're welcome to leave now as well.
Rabbi, a few sure. Dapim before we had this concept of klusha, right? I think that's the where the korah was diagonal and above and below, and we said it was okay because part of it was covering. Was that, were we back then using the concept of love food as well?
So the sukkah we were talking about, we were using love food because the sukkah is not necessarily for the sukkah. There can be gaps, right? There can be gaps in the sukkah, but we consider that to be a whole wall as soon as the gaps are small enough.
And in regard to a maboy with a korah where it was, let's say, above Eser Amos and below, let's say above Eser Amos, but it, so it wasn't covering completely, but we said part of it was because we split it, that was Klusha, right? Because I'm trying to understand.
Means that the part?
Yeah.
What's that? I don't know if I'm following fully. If we can find the let me see the diagram. You're referring to the diagram of go back up so we can all be clear as to what we're referring to this case. Mixat Batochas.
Yes, and exactly.
That.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm not sure if it's Klusha or not, but then here the question here is whether or not you have a sufficient amount of the wall. Is below is within the valid area. That's the main
right.
question, right? So for the purposes of sukkah, right, you need to have enough of the right. So the question was can we compact all the sukkah into an infinitesimally small, very thin sheet or not? Mm-hmm. Right. So that was the question. So that was the question more in terms of the. Right, so for that was more of a term for the amount of shade blocks. Can we do that all as a singular unit? Whereas when we're talking about it for purposes of korah, it's a little bit different because there only like love would work much better because then you as you make your sock out of love wood, that's not a valid sock. Whereas if you were to make your sock right. So like whereas so Parish helps you for your sock, but Lovud would not. So that's why there's slightly different usage.
But in the case of Korah, it would help, right?
Yes, we would be using Korah. We'd be using the concept of Lovud only. The concept of smushing it down would be unnecessary because love is sufficient.
Okay, so I guess my question is just to understand the concept of klusha, it doesn't involve also elements of love. That I guess is my main question.
That's done specifically to fill in the gap for shade. It's not connected to the concept of love.
Okay, thank you.
Shkoyach Rabbi, thank you. Have a good day, gentlemen. Right. Take care. Be well.
Have a good day, everybody.
Shkoyach.
Yeah.